The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to our show, Unusual Occupations. I'm your host, Gary Puckett, and our shows come to you exclusively through the new media program feeds of www.theflypod.com. If you have an iPod or any standard MP3 player, you can subscribe for free and begin receiving our programs automatically. If you have any comments, questions, or complaints about any of our shows, grab your cell phone and call our listener comment line at 206-337-1716. We podcast daily to small communities throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. We are your source for local world, time-shifted MP3 audio podcasts. And don't you forget it. My guest on today's show is Bobby Badfingers. And why do I think this is going to turn out to be a lively and somewhat classic show? Bobby has a unique collection of creative talents, but is internationally known for his finger-snapping skills. You may have seen him on the primetime series America's Got Talent on David Letterman, performing in TV commercials, or maybe you've caught his show in Vegas, who knows? He performs in a place I'll just call a little bit of everywhere. He's like a migrant finger snapper. Before I bring Bobby on, listen to his rendition of the popular drum solos in the song Wipeout. We'll be back in a snap with Bobby Badfingers. That was a special rendition of Wipeout. Bobby, welcome to theflypod.com.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me.
What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm just hanging out here in Huntington Beach, getting ready to hit the road tomorrow and do some shows.
Sounds like a good deal to me, man. Hey, how old were you when you first began snapping your fingers, and what caused you to transform the whole finger-snapping thing into actual performances?
I was in a deep psychotic trance at the time. No, I was 4 years.
Was this yesterday?
This is a daily experience. That's what my psychiatrist says, at least. And so anyway, he said I had really snapped.
Right? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'll bet you got a million of them.
My whole act is full of really cheesy jokes, just like that one. So I was 4 years old when I first started finger snapping. What happened was I was watching some flamenco dancers on television, and I couldn't see the castanets in the palms of their hands. And so my parents, I was a very hyperactive child when I was a kid. I had ADHD, SSD, when I was young. And for everybody out there, that's attention deficit hyperactive can't stop snapping disorder. Started snapping my fingers, and my parents always encouraged me just to keep me busy and off their backs because I was very, very hyperactive. I only could attend schooling for quarter days, half days. You know, I was one of those kids in the special ed classes that rode the small bus, but they wouldn't even let me on that. I had a little red wagon trailer that was towed behind it.
You had your own agenda daily.
I had my own thing going.
Well, I want you to think back about 20 years, okay? You're sitting in a bar in the Rusty Pelican in San Jose, and a band is playing. Tell me the rest of that story.
Well, I was sitting there. I always go to see this band. They play oldies, and I love oldies, all that classic music. So I'm dancing around, and but they're on break, and they kind of know me, and I'm sitting at the bar, and one of the guys is at the bar at the same time, and they're piping in music. And, you know, I have that nervous condition I have, and I'm snapping my fingers, not knowing it half the time, and that's what was happening at the bar. So he looks over at me and says, "Hey, man, what's that you're doing?" I said, "What?" He goes, "This finger thing." So I showed him. He goes, "Hey, that's pretty cool, man. You got to come up on stage and do that with us." I said, "There is no way that's going to happen." He says, "No, come on up. I'm going up now. We're going to call you up. We'll do a song." So as soon as he hit the stage, I hit the door. I was out of there, lickety-split quick, right? There's no way. So I waited a few weeks. I came back, you know, because I always came there. It was on a Sunday night. The place was packed. It was a lot of fun. As soon as I came in, he recognized me. He said, "Hey, man, you got to come up. Where'd you go? You got to come up and do that thing with us." I said, "Oh, no." And, you know, this time I'm there with my buddies, and they're going, "Yeah, man, go up on stage, yeah." So they gave me a shot of tequila, and I'm a real lightweight. I hardly ever drink. But when I do, one or two, and I'm just, you know, it's like rocket fuel.
Yeah,
so
you're good to go.
All right, I'm going up. So I went up there, and we did Wipeout, and the place went nuts. And I thought, hey, man, that was cool. I had so much fun getting feedback. You know, I thought, this is the dumbest thing that's ever going to hit this place. You know, they're going to boo me right off the stage.
That was the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, you've built up quite an enterprise with both your snapping talents and I would say overall creativity. But I've been told you even have merchandise and that you're working on an animated movie. Where do you see all this going?
Well, you know, you've seen this movie Happy Feet, right, with the penguin that dances. And, you know, that really got me going. I was on it before then, but after Happy Feet, I thought, if a dancing penguin, when there's really not a dancing penguin or anything out there that does that type of thing in animal form whatsoever, can be a big hit like that, Bobby Badfingers can put this to a snapping turtle, a snapping fish. And what I do is cool because everybody has snapped their fingers or have tried to do it at one time or another. I have created a great script for a animated feature, which is, remember the 3D movies that used to grab your, have to get glasses in
sure.
before you went to the
sure.
theater and watch? Well, my movie would be like this with my characters, where the kids would come into the theater, and before they came in, they would pick up clickers at the door. So in case they're snaplexic, and...
Oh, no.
Snaplexic, I had to lay that one on you. In case they're snaplexic, they can still participate. And what we're going to have here, what I'm getting at, is the world's first feature film animation that is interactive with the audience. When the adult turtle, or snapper, whatever he may be, teaches his adolescent turtle how to be a snapping turtle and turns to the audience and also has the audience follow along and says, "Okay, I want you out there to follow along. Now take your right hand and go one."
This is right? Wild.
Yes, and it would be so much fun for the kids, and they can participate in the film. And there has not been anything out there at all, except for maybe Rocky Horror Picture Show, which kind of accidentally fell into it, but this would be so much fun for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody involved, because everybody would snap along simply with the song.
Well, tell me about your first Las Vegas show. How did that gig come about?
My first Las Vegas show, if you've ever heard of John Stamos, doing ER right now, but he hooked me up with a gentleman named Trent Carlini, who is a number one Elvis impersonator in the world at the Las Vegas Hilton, and I ended up playing right on Elvis's stage, using his Elvis's dressing room to do my act, you know, believe it or not, and is that crazy and wild, and I owe John big time because he really took care of me on that. It was so cool, and that really took my career to a whole nother level. It's just been so much fun. And then I ended up doing a show with a guy named Sam Phillips, who is a finger snapper. This whole story I have is like,
oh my God,
you didn't make it up.
Sam Phillips, the finger snapper.
Yes.
That almost sounds like a pack of lies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But it's the truth. I'm not.
Yeah.
My fingers aren't crossed.
Well, how long have you been doing this professionally, Danny? And is this the only job or career you've ever had?
No. I started out selling RVs, motorhomes. I used to teach martial arts before that. And I opened up my own motorhome dealership when I saved up enough money to do that. And then I sold it and retired in, I think, 99 or something to create a whirlwind out there with finger snapping.
Wow. Well, you know, how about a little shameless promotion? If someone in Southern California was looking to buy an RV, where would you send them right now?
I'd tell them not to.
Don't do it.
RV, I think, you know, I say save your money. It's probably the worst investment you could ever make. It's,
sleep in your car.
They depreciate like a rock. Rent a nice hotel room and get a monthly rate. Something. Don't buy an RV. They get 6 miles to the gallon and maybe worse. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I save your bread.
You know, I'm sure this next question is one that's on the mind of a lot of listeners, but do your fingers ever ache? I mean, does all the snapping get to your joints or...
No. Actually, you know, here's the thing. It's more of a natural type movement. Now, obviously, your fingers or hands will get tired if you go as fast as you can at any one time, because it's like running. You can't run as fast as you can for a long time. But, you know, I do all sorts of different types of songs, fast songs, slow songs. I dance, I sing, I tell jokes.
So you mix it up pretty good.
Yeah, the singing is a joke if you've ever heard me sing. So.
Well, this unique talent of yours has led to a number of promotional sponsorship contracts. Tell me about some of the companies you've represented and what specific commercials our listeners could possibly see you performing in.
Well, right now I am the Ohio Lottery spokesperson, and that's what I'm doing right now. I have radio spots, television spots up there. Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to have your fingers into a little bit of everything.
Yeah, really, there you go. you got a line for anything.
You got to be having some snappy responses.
Yeah, no doubt.
It never stops, I'm telling you.
So,
who else
are you doing some promotional things for?
Well, I have done stuff for Yahoo, Roadrunner Internet Service. I've been trying to get a contract with Snapple for years, and I've tried to
show them.
You know,
and that just makes perfect sense right there, Snapple.
It's too cool for Snapple. I don't understand. I've been wanting to. I've been showing them my fingers for years, and so far all I've seen is one of theirs. Finger joke there. See?
They're crazy. They should pick you up in a heartbeat.
It's so perfect for Snapple. It fits right. And in fact, my great idea for Snapple is they're afraid of putting a bad finger on the label, I believe. But what's going on is that this is so cool. And if they want to really create and make a fun type thing, because they're into fun, and they told me they're changing their whole fun thing now. They're getting into their great ingredients. Nobody cares about that. They care if it tastes good and it's fun involved with it. So what you do with Snapple, you sell this big snapping idea to them, and then what you do, it's the caps. When they twist off, those are actual clickers. So you put them in your hands, and you can make snapping sounds with them. And
like so the miniature castanets.
That's right. And like in the old days when people used to buy and twist off the tops to see if they won anything, they can do that, but now they can take them and make music with them and have fun and drive everybody nuts.
Well, when I listen to you playing some of your accompaniments to these songs, your fingers get going so fast. It just sounds like and seems like a good way to get hurt. I mean,
No. I tell you, you have so much fun. In fact, it goes back to the essence of rock and roll, where people used to sing and snap on street corners in the 50s. Start doo-wop and stuff. Everything started through finger snapping. Doo-wop, doo-wop, and it just blossomed from there. And then you had a song in the 50s called It's Finger Poppin' Time by Hank Ballard and Midnighters. Then
sure, I recall that song.
And then you superjet yourself to the millennium, and last year was the number one rap hit was what called Snap Your Fingers by Lil Jon.
Mm.
So where does the Snap Master lay in all this? This is the big secret. When is he coming out with a hit record? I don't know, but I think it should be there. for something for everybody to enjoy and have a lot of fun with.
Well, it's certainly something you should be working on. So what's the latest with your career? Any really unique venues or gigs coming up?
Well, there's a lot of things cooking. I've been talking to some large animation houses. I've been talking to...
You don't have to say if you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to say it just yet. I don't want to ruin it until it's cat's out of the bag. But we got some good things cooking.
Well, okay, but make me this promise. Once you get signed, that you call me back.
And absolutely.
So we can get you back on the air. So
everybody, join on my Whippersnapper fan club list. And it's a mailer that goes out when something new or something cool is about to happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe not so cool. But we put it up. And it's a lot of fun. And so I send out mailers all the time. The thing I'm really concentrating on is to put this into a feature film for animation. That's where this really needs to be for kids, or something that's more like a Napoleon Dynamite type movie,
mm-hmm.
where you go, but you take me as a snapper, as a young snapping savant, and you show him going through life trying to make it, and you see my snapper fish, my turtle costumes, where I was trying to make it as a kid. Just follow along that story, and then you make it as a big-time finger snapper at the end of the story.
Jeez,
and tour, you know, but it's lots of fun for everybody.
Bobby, I want to thank you for coming on our show today. This has been great fun.
Thank you, Gary.
Again, my guest has been Bobby Badfingers, a direct descendant of the famous mathematician and scientist Albert Snapstein. And how's that? Am I doing all right?
You're great. You got it down, man.
Well, to find out more about Bobby and everything he's up to, go to his website, www.badfingers.com. We have a hyperlink in our show notes on our site, yeah, so you're just a click away from a visit there. To close out the show, we're going to have Bobby perform the song Dueling Banjos. You got to hear that. This is just unbelievable. Well, that's our show for today. This has been Unusual Occupations. I am your host, Gary Puckett, coming to you through our new media program feeds on www.theflypod.com. Until next time, thanks for listening, and here it is, Dueling Banjos with Bobby Badfingers.